好。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们一起在主面前聚会。
Thank the Lord we gather together before Him.
每一次主都向着我们显明他的恩典是何等的浩大。
The Lord show us His grace is so great.
每次当主把他的恩典向我们显明的时候
，Every time He revealed us His grace，
我们才晓得我们原来是多么的软弱。
We know that we are weak.
许多时候我们以为自己刚强。
A lot of times we think we're strong.
我们靠自己做许多的事。
We can do a lot of things on our own.
我们也实在能做许多的事。
And perhaps we can do a lot too.
但是有时候做了一阵子之后
，But sometimes after some time，
我们心里头不踏实。
And we do not have this assurance anymore.
这首歌讲的说的非常好。
The song says very well.
他说愿你逐日维持的力。
May your supporting might
仍然顾我软弱
will look after my weakness.
这是一个何等蒙恩的人。
This is such a blessed person.
他认识自己的软弱。
Because he knows his own weaknesses.
所以他心里头渴慕主。
Therefore he longs for the Lord.
因为唯有施恩的主能给我们逐日维持的力。
Because the Lord of grace will give us the supporting might.
这个人知道他里头有黑暗。
And he knows that there's darkness in him.
这个人知道他自己是无有。
Because he knows he's nothing.
唯有主是万有。
The Lord is everything.
这个人知道主，他需要主的爱，主的火来烧过他。
And he needs the love of the Lord, the fire of the Lord to burn within him.
我们知道这个人是一个有目的的人。
We know that this is a man of goal.
他不是在无缘无故的来过日子。
He does not just live for no reason.
他向着所有外面的环境，他有感觉。
He feels what's happening around him.
当他无能为力的时候，他有感觉。
When there's nothing he can do, he feels it.
但是感谢主，他的感觉不是在停留在一个自爱自怜的光景里头。
But we thank the Lord that he does not stop at self-pitying.
他来到主的面前。
He would come before the Lord.
他说主啊，我实在是软弱。
Lord, I am weak.
我有许多的事我想做。
There's a lot of things I want to do.
我也知道主要想做许多的事。
And I know you want to do a lot of things.
但是我无能为力。
But I cannot do anything.
所以这样子的人他是渴慕主的人。
This is a person who longs for the Lord.
第五节他说到。
And in verse 5 he says.
他说可怜的己。
This pitiful self.
愿其消沉。
May it decrease.
我们有没有愿意自己的己来消沉
？Have we ever thought about wishing that ourselves can decrease?
到底什么样的人愿自己来消沉
？What kind of person is this?
他说：“唯你做我目标。
”Be thou my life and aim.
神是我们的目标。
God is our goal.
有了这个目标，我们就没有自己的目标。
When we have this goal, we do not have a goal of our own.
有神做我们的能力。
When God is our strength.
做我们的目标。
When He is our goal.
我们就不再为自己打算。
Then we don't have to think about ourselves anymore.
我们也不要靠自己苦苦的来撑着。
And we don't have to do anything on our own anymore.
既然什么都不需要靠自己了。
If we don't need to rely on ourselves anymore.
所以我们唱起来就有味道。
Then we can sing this song with more feelings.
愿这个可怜的己消沉。
May this poor self grow less and less.
诗歌说使我逐日借着你恩。
Oh, make me daily through thy grace.
更配与你相交。
More meet to bear thy name.
早晨我们一同来到主的话面前。
Let's come before His word this morning.
请我们打开圣经。
Let us turn to our Bible.
马太福音十三章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 23.
马太福音十三章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 23.
我们翻到，请我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了。后来结实有100倍的有60倍的有30倍的我们感谢主这里有一些人是听到明白了的
We thank the Lord that there's someone who received the seed.
主的话说他们后来结实。
And the Lord said they yield fruit later on.
啊，就是结了果子的人。
Those who yield fruit.
这个要么就没有果子可结。
Either you yield nothing.
那就好像日子白过。
You live your life in vain.
要么就可以结果子。
Or you yield fruit.
那结果子呢，就一百倍。六十倍、三十倍的结。
You will yield 160 or 30 times what was sown.
这是主给我们的应许。
This is the promise from the Lord.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了。
Those who would sow in a good soil, means the man who hears the word and understands it.
请我们读耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章
Chapter 17, Jeremiah.
我们读第五节到八节
Verse 5 to 8.
我们翻到一起来念。耶和华如此说，依靠人血肉的膀臂，心中离弃耶和华的那人有祸了，因他必像沙漠的杜松，不见福乐来到，却要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的简地。耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。感谢主，我们一直在看结果，怎么样结果。
Thank the Lord, we're going to look at how we're going to yield fruit.
我们说主耶稣的应许是要人听到能够明白。
And the Lord's promise is that we listen to the word and understand it.
如果明白了的就能够结果子。
If we understand the word, then we can yield fruit.
什么叫做明白的人？
Who are the people who understand?
我们知道一个有明白的人，他必定知道是怎么样一个过程。
Those who understand will know the process.
明白什么？
And what?
今天我们要明白怎么样结果子。
And then today we want to know how to yield fruit.
所以我们要明白结果子的路在哪里。
So we have to understand the way of understanding.
那耶利米书这一段的圣经告诉我们结果子的路在哪里。
And this passage from Jeremiah,
tells us the
way. And we want to share another passage.
是以赛亚书。
The book of Isaiah.
27:2-6.
Chapter 27.
这里说到，听到之后又明白的人，他的另外一个的情形。
And he talks about another situation when a person.Listens and understands.
他不单只明白结果子的路在哪里。
He understands the way to yield fruit.
他也知道什么叫做结果子的实际。
And he knows the reality of yielding fruit.
所以我们读以赛亚书27:2-6.
Isaiah chapter 27, verse 2-7.
当那日有初酒的葡萄园，你们也要指这园唱歌说，我耶和华是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。我心中不存愤怒，唯愿荆棘及你与我交战，我就勇往直前，把它一同焚烧，不然让它持住我的能力，使它与我和好，愿它与我和好。将来雅各要扎根，以色列要发芽开花，他们的果实必充满世界。这里说到一个何等美好的光景。
This talks about a wonderful situation.
这个果子是能够充满全世界。
And this fruit will fill all the world.
它不单只是一个要经历一段的一个过程。
It's not just a a process.
以赛亚书这一段告诉我们要有一个极其清楚的看见。
And Isaiah told us there's a clear vision.
我们知道我们的目标在地上都是来结果。
We know that our goal in this life is to yield fruit.
上班的人，他们知道要上班，他们是为了要有结果。
The people who go to work,
有些人
result.
有些人他上班的目标就是要结许多的钱的果子。
And people who go to work, for some people, the purpose is to make a lot of money.
有些人要结什么？要捡升级的果子。
And some other people want a promotion.
或者有些是为了名誉。
And some for fame.
啊，不论如何，一个人去做一件事情，都有他的目的，他的目的都是为了他能够结果子。
No matter what it is, people pursue a goal.
学生为什么要上学？
Why does students go to school?
也是要结果子。
They want some results.
有些人要文凭。
Some want a diploma.
有些人要学位。
Some want degree.
那有些人呢，要修一个课可以帮助他上班。
Some want certain classes to help them in his work.
无论如何，得到帮助是他要结的果子。
Well, whatever he is to gain is to help him to yield fruit.
我们知道在神的家中也有他的目标。
In the house of God, we know we have goals too.
那这个目标不是我们任何一个人的目标。
It is not just any individual goal.
是神的目标。
It is God's goal.
神盼望每一个进到神家里的人都能够结果子。
God wants whoever enter into the house of God can yield fruit.
但是这个果子不是我们人以为的成功。
But it is not the so-called success that we think.
不是人以为的祝福。
It's not the blessing that we think.
不是人以为的好处。
It is not the good things that we think.
神要所有神家里的人结的果子是他要他儿子的生命能够长在我们每一个人的里面。
The fruit that God wants is that the life of his son will grow in us.
叫我们每一个人都成为一个可吃的果子。
So each one of us will become a fruit.
并且这个果子还能够长出更多的果子来。
And this fruit will yield more fruit.
啊，这个果子是何等奇妙的果子。
And this is a wonderful fruit.
是神所要的果子。
This is something that God wants.
我们知道神在创造万物的里头。
When God created all things.
他定下一个自然界的律。
He set a principle of nature.
所有神所创造的东西都是活的。
Everything he created is living.
神不创造死的东西。
He doesn't create anything that is dead.
神创造活的东西。
Everything is a living thing.
每样活的东西怎么样证明它是活的？
How do you prove that it's living?
活的还能够延续下一代。
Because they can extend the next generation.
所以神在创造的里头一再给我们看见这个果子的重要。
So God show us the importance of bearing fruit.
但是呢，人堕落失败，离弃神。
But men have fallen and deserted God.
人不能够为神结他要的果子。
So men cannot yield the fruits that God wants.
那人就求其次好。
So they go for the second best.
要不了神，我就要自己的目的。
If I can't have God's best, then I'll have my own best.
好像钱也是能够给我能力。
Perhaps money can give me power.
也能够给我地位。
Give me a status.
也能够给我享受。
Give me enjoyment.
就好像钱就慢慢的变成代替了神。
So gradually money replaced God.
当然除了钱之外，地上还有许许多多代替神的东西。
And there's a lot of other things that replace God besides money.
但是人的总的来说就是慢慢偏离了神。
But men have deserted God.
就越来越不认识神。
And they do not know God anymore.
在那么样黑暗不认识神的光景里头。
And in the darkness, when they do not know God anymore.
神想尽了办法要呼召人回到他的面前。
And God tried everything.
在历世历代以来，他一直差遣他的先知出去。
So he sent his prophets.
要告诉大家要回到神的面前。
to tell people to come back before him.
不要依靠自己血肉的膀臂。
Do not depend in their flesh.
要来转回到神面前来依靠他。
And turn back to God and trust in him.
因为这里明明有两条路在那里。
Because there's clearly two ways in front of us.
一条路是有祸的路。
One is a cursed way.
啊，这些有祸的人一直走在这个路里头，他们的结果就是灭亡。
And those who are cursed, when they walk down this way, their end is destruction.
另外一条是有福的路。
And the other way is the blessed way.
啊，这些有福的人是因为他们倚靠了神。
Because these people trusting God,
得着神的丰富。
They were blessed, they received God's riches.
然后他们在一路上都有主的意思在里头。
And all their way, they know God's purpose.
所以两种的路就产生两种的结果。
So two ways yield to two different results.
这个是耶利米先知所给我们的看见。
This is what Jeremiah says.
因为他实在看见，就算连神的家中信神的选民的当中
，Even those who in the house of God, those who believe in him,
越来越显明这两种人的不同的分差。
And it also shows the difference between the two ways.
虽然他们都叫以色列民。
Although they're all the people of Israel,
但是他们的路是何等样的不一样。
Yet they have two different ways.
在耶利米先知的时候时代
，In the time of Jeremiah,
那个以色列北国已经灭亡了。
And the north country has been
他们都被掳了。
They were captured.
他们都在外邦流落失所。
And they were captured by the Gentile.
南国的人好像仍然不没有醒觉一样。
Yet the South country, they didn't wake up.
他们看见北国那么多的以色列百姓都被外邦人掳去了。
And they saw the Israelites were captured.
在耶利米先知时代的时候，百姓仍然过他们放纵的生活。
And in the time of Jeremiah, they still live according to their own will.
他们觉得外面各样的资源很丰富。
They feel that they have a lot of resources.
外面好像也有一些属灵的祝福，也没有什么要警觉的。
And it seems that they still have some spiritual blessing.
所以他们觉得好日子一定会再好。
And they think the days are getting better.
而且一直会好下去。
And it will continue to be like that.
但是先知耶利米的看见不一样。
But Jeremiah see it differently.
耶利米看见的不是这个好光景会一直好下去。
And he realized that this will not last long.
因为百姓在表面上亲近神。
Because the people, they worship God on the surface.
但是在心里头远离了神。
But they deserted God.
并且个人心中有各许各多各样的偶像。
And they worship different idols.
所以耶利米要一直来呼喊神的百姓。
So therefore Jeremiah has to talk to the people of God.
警告神的百姓，有祸的日子要来了。
And to warn them bad days are coming.
我们人是很慢的。
But people, we are slow to understand.
人是很迟钝的。
We are very slow.
人的看见是很短的。
And our vision is short.
但是神要借着他的先知让人看得远一点。
However, God try to help people with their prophecy.
看见我们所选择的路会一定为我们带来他的结果。
And to show us that what we chose will bring us certain results.
我们个人每一天都在选自己的路。
We make different decisions every day.
有些人为着生活不得已一定要去辛苦的做事。
Some people have to work hard to make a living.
但是在先知里头的话说
But according to the prophecy,
不是不让我们这些人去辛苦的努力的去做事。
There's nothing wrong to work hard for your living.
但是如果我们的心也远离了神
But if our heart deserted God,
那这些辛苦将来还会带来更多的愁烦。
And all this laboring will cause more suffering.
神愿我们每一个人都殷勤的来做工，做农夫。
And God wants us to work hard.
因为神实在愿意我们每一个人都有收获。
Because God wants us to yield fruit.
但是依靠自己血肉的膀臂跟依靠耶和华是完全两件的事情。
But it's a totally different thing to depend on our own flesh than depend on than to trust in God.
弟兄姊妹，有些我们是分内要做的事情，我们不找借口，我们必须好好的去做。
There are things that we're supposed to do, and there's no excuse. We should try our best to do them.
但是我们今天要注意的是，我们的心在哪里。
But we need to see where our heart is.
许多的时候，我们真的用心去做，就变成是只是专心做事了。
And sometimes we just focus on the things that we do.
那我们的心就跟着事情在跑。
And our hearts follow the things that we do.
这个事情呢，跑不完的。
And there's endless things that we can do.
啊，这个事情做完了，还有另外一个事情冒起来了。
And there's one thing after another.
你发觉慢慢你就为了这些事情一直被捆绑在里头，走不出来。
And then we realize we were bound by all these things that we do.
我们知道我们的路会带来给我们一定的结果。
And we know we will go to a different result.
耶利米先知叫哭泣的先知。
Jeremiah is called the crying prophet.
这个他就一天到晚都只能在哭。
He cries all the time.
那我们就不说以色列百姓了，我们说一说这个耶利米先知的本人。
Let's talk about Jeremiah himself.
他在结什么果子？
What kind of fruit is he yielding?
他外面没有工作。
It seems like there's no work for him to do.
全以色列地没有人听他的话。
Nobody listens to him.
所有的人都说你太消极了吧。
You're too passive. Everybody says that.
所有人都说我们今天的那个经济还不错嘛。
We have pretty good economy.
我们的房子也涨价了，我们的积蓄也多了嘛。
The house pricing is rising, and we have more money in our pocket.
我们念了一个好学校，将来会找到好职业，不错，大家都在努力。
When we go to a good school, we will get good career.
你就不要讲的那么绝，那么消极，好不好？
Do not talk about these negative things anymore.
那有些人呢，就是这样子的来劝。
And some people say these things a lot.
那更多的人呢，向他反弹。
And a lot of things reject him.
都是不报好消息的人。
You never said anything good.
绝对是个假先知。
He's a false prophet.
神的意念不是要祝福人吗？
God wants to bless us.
怎么从你的口中都没有福音呢？
How come there's no blessing from your mouth?
怎么一天到晚都是说祸要有祸来了，有战争来呢？
Why do you preach about wars and suffering?
弟兄姊妹，我们要清楚地看见神所看见的。
May we see what God sees.
那我们的心跟神相连，
so that our heart can be connected to him.
我们才会选择神所要的道路。
So we will, therefore we can choose his way.
耶利米离谱到一个情形，说大家就不要再来抵挡仇敌了。
And Jeremiah ended up saying, "Do not reject the enemy."
因为这些仇敌是神的意思派来的。
Because they are from God.
大家都反那跳起来。
And people become mad.
我们是神的子民，怎么那么窝囊呢？
We are people of God. How
could this happen? 怎么说我们打不过仇敌，我们会被掳呢？
How come you keep saying that we will not be able to fight the enemy?
那百姓就更对耶利米那个更来为难他，就更 give them a hard time. 所以你说耶利米这个人，他也跟随神，也讲神的话，他结什么果子？
What kind of fruit does he yield? He followed God. He prophesies about God.
弟兄姊妹，在神的国度里头，不同的时代，神要做的事情是不一样的。
God does different, has different works in different times.
有些时候真的是很兴旺的时候，大家都不用花力气，就一直跟着神往前了。
And there are times all we have to do is follow him.
有些时候是平平淡淡，但是神还是在我们当中有话，那大家只要听见，然后就可以跟随了。
And there are times nothing seems to be happening.
但是有些时候很好像外面听了平安了，平安了，但是实在来说，这个整个局势是非常动荡。
And there are times that everything seems to be peaceful, and yet, underneath, there are great trouble coming.
那我们在不同的时代要注意这个时代神所要的是什么。
And we need to pay attention what God really wants.
那耶利米在这个时代，他在他的那个时代，他注意了神所要说的话，听见神所要说的话，他也来传讲，这个人就在神面前结果子。
And Jeremiah paid attention to what God wants to say. And he also preached the word of God. And this is his fruit.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是在说任何极端的话。
We are not talking about any extreme.
今天我们要一同发现的是来明白怎么叫做结果子的路。
When we want to find out how to yield fruit.
那这个结果子的路绝对关乎神的目的在你的身上是什么。
And it matters a lot how God's purpose will work in our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有回到主的面前，每一天来问主，我今天的目的是什么？
Do we ask God every day, what is my purpose today?
今天我该做什么？
What should I do today?
当然有责任在身上的人该做的就是他的责任。
And if you have any responsibility, that's what you need to do.
但是我们再说，你不能跟着你的责任跑，你却不晓得神到底要你做的是什么。
But you cannot just follow your responsibility and do not know what God wants you to do.
否则慢慢的，你的责任就变成你的网罗。
And because your responsibility might become a snare.
有些人专心照顾他的儿女。
Some people focus on taking care of their children.
慢慢他们的儿女就成为他们的网罗。
And their children become their snare.
有些人专心的爱他的丈夫，爱他的妻子。
And some people focus on loving their spouse.
慢慢的丈夫妻子也成为他们的网罗。
And then their spouse become their snare.
有些人爱自己的生命过于一切。
And some people love their own life more than anything else.
那他们的自己的生命就是他们自己的网罗。
And their life become everything to them.
所以主耶稣说，你若爱什么，你们的丈夫、妻子、弟兄姊妹、儿女，甚至你们自己的性命过于爱我的，都不配做我的门徒。
So Jesus said, whoever loves his own life, his wife or his husband, and his family, is not worthy to be my disciple.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是不爱我们的丈夫、妻子、儿女，弟兄姊妹，我们自己的性命跟我们的田地。
It's not that we don't love our husbands and our wives, our children, our life, or what we possess.
但是在这里有一个不一样的目的。
There is a different goal here.
不一样的目的就引出不一样的道路。
And a different goal leads to a different life.
不一样的道路就必带来不一样的结果。
And a different way leads to a different end.
神给我们看见两种的生命，两种的道路，两种的结果。
And God show us two life, two way, and two ends.
在那么样外面平安了，平安了的日子的里头。
In the days where people say peace and peace.
个人比较愿意相信平安会一直下去。
And people were willing to believe that this peace will go on forever.
但是我们一定要每天来到神的面前。
But we do need to come before God every day.
我们知道平安不是外面的环境。
We know that peace does not come from outside.
平安是主耶稣基督。
Peace is Jesus Christ.
人家说平安了，平安了，如果你不平安，千万不要去做。
If you do not have the peace inside, do not follow.
因为我们到底要跟随的是主自己。
Because we only follow Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹，如果弟兄整个教会里头每一个弟兄姊妹都晓得怎样来跟随平安的主，
if everybody in the church know how to follow the Lord,
就算我们外面没有很发达的情况,
even though we do not have the prosperity outside,
但是这样子的人就是结果子的人。
But this person is the person who yields fruit.
虽然外面人家看不起我们，都是一小班人，好像也不是很有成就的人。
Although people despise us, although we do not accomplish much,
但是你是真实在里头跟随主的。
But you're following the Lord from within.
主知道他生了你。
The Lord knows that you are born from
Him. 但是你也愿意真实的在跟随主。
And you are willing to follow the Lord.
主就长在你的里面。
The Lord will grow in you.
主耶稣成为你的目的。
And the Lord becomes your goal.
啊，他成为你的目的，你就永远会有好的结果。
And you will yield fruit forever.
我们知道，只有耶稣基督的救赎能够产生我们生命上的果子。
We know only the redemption from Jesus Christ will help us to yield fruit.
救赎是一个律。
Because redemption is the principle.
创造是另外一个律。
And creation is another principle.
但我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
For us, those who are saved.
接受了耶稣基督做我们的救主。
We receive Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们就知道我们不但只认识神是创造万有者。
We know that He is the creator of all things.
更重要的是神亲自成为我们的救赎主。
And He is also our Redeemer.
那我们的在生命的律里头，我们所要结的果子，就不但只是努力做工而得果子的那个自然的律。
So we do not fall in that principle of nature where we have to labor.And suffer for our fruit.
现在有一个更大的律应该在我们身上每一天在运行。
There is a greater principle that's working in our lives.
这个叫做耶稣基督的救赎。
This is the redemption of Jesus Christ.
这个叫做把我们自己这个己来消沉，让主来增加。
Our self will grow less and less, and the Lord will grow more and more.
一个依靠自己的人，他血肉的膀臂可能很粗很大。
Those who depend on himself, he may have great arms.
可能他很有才华。
Perhaps he's very talented.
但是他如果心中离弃耶和华的话。
But if he deserts the Lord in his heart.
神的话对他有一个很奇妙的形容。
And God has some wonderful saying about him.
主的话说他必像沙漠的杜松。
He's like the bush in the wasteland.
啊，是一个非常孤单的状况。
It's a very desolate situation.
弟兄姊妹，在地上有成就的人，好像大是大家的炫目。
Although we admire people who have great accomplishment.
但是神的话已经把他的结局定了。
But God has said about his end.
路是每个人自己选择的。
We choose our own way.
那个选择一定带来他的结果。
And the choice brings forth a result.
一个依靠自己血肉绑臂的人。
A person who depends on his own flesh.
他就像孤单的沙漠的杜松。
He's like a bush in the wasteland.
可能他真的是很出众。
Perhaps he looked marvelous.
但是这个人的生命是非常荒凉的。
But his life is desolate.
圣经的话说他不见福乐来到。
He does not see when the prosperity comes.
风吹雨打。
And there's wind, there's rain.
狂风。
And there's storms,
炎热,
and there's heat,
都在熬炼他,
and it was trying him.
他硬撑,
but he still put up a good fight.
但是有一天风来得太大,
but one day the storm is too strong.
他连根拔起,
and he was uprooted.
在沙漠中就这样子翻滚。
He was rolling away in the wasteland.
从此世界就再不见到这个人了。
And they are no longer be seen.
这个人盼望长在一个地方是他自己选择的。
And he wished to be rooted in the place where he chooses.
盼望在那里能够结果子。
So he can yield fruit there.
但是神的话说他不见福乐的来到。
But God says, when prosperity comes, He does not see it.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果活了一些年日的话，
when we live a little,
我们都看见过这样子的人，是不是？
We probably know somebody like that.
我们都知道什么样的人，他有他的结果。
We know what kind of people brings what kind of results.
他们住在旷野干旱之处，无人居住的简地。
They lived in the desert, where no one lives.
另外一种是有福之人的路。
And the other way is the blessed, the way for the blessed.
他们以主耶和华为可靠。
They trust in the Lord.
他们像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根。
They're like a tree planted by the stream.
啊，这个是何等好的拣选。
This is such a better choice.
啊，我们不要拣选沙漠。
Let's not choose the desert.
我们今天都要看见耶利米所看见的路。
We want to see the way that Jeremiah sees.
我们要拣选把我们的根扎在河边。
We want to choose to root by the water.
叫我们的生命栽在水旁。
So that our life can be planted by the water.
那圣经的话讲得很清楚。
And the scripture says very clearly.
炎热会来临。
There will be heat.
不是说没有苦难。
I'm not saying there won't be any suffering.
不是说一帆风顺。
And everything will go well.
但是炎热来到并不惧怕。
But it does not fear when heat comes.
啊，这是何等好的生命。
This is such a wonderful life.
耶利米哭泣。
Even though Jeremiah cried.
耶利米曾经也说过害怕的话。
And he was afraid.
但是他害怕是在他天然生命里头的害怕。
But that's because of his natural life.
当他有一次真正在说害怕的话的时候。
There was one time he was very afraid.
我们发现这个栽于水旁的生命。
And we saw that this life that's planted by the water.
他再也不怕为自己来害怕。
He no longer feared for himself.
他在为神的选民来害怕。
He was afraid because the people of God.
怎么百姓情愿听假先知，不愿意听见主耶和华的话？
How come they would listen to the false prophet?
他们继续下去一定会灭亡。
And if they continue, they will be destroyed.
耶利米是结果子的人。
Jeremiah is a person who yields fruit.
因为他是与神联合。
Because he walked with God.
他说主的话，拣选主，依靠主。
He chose the Lord, he followed the Lord.
叶子仍必青翠。
Its leaves are always green.
叶子圣经里头说到是我们的行为。
Leaves speaks of our works.
一个信主的人有他的行为。
A person who believes in the Lord has his works.
他的行为是充满了活力。
And his works is full of life.
好像天气很干燥。
Even though in a dry weather.
好像那个温度很炎热，炎热。
When it's very hot.
但是怎么还长得脆脆青青的呢？
But it remains green.
因为这个人是与他的根是扎在神的里头。
Because he's rooted in God.
在干旱之年毫无挂虑。
He has no worries in a year of drought.
神的话说，而且结果不止。
And God says, it never fails to bear fruit.
弟兄姊妹，无论环境怎么样。
No matter what happened.
一个真正有主生命的人，他怎样都会结果的。
A person who had God's life will yield fruit.
神的果子跟人的果子非常不一样。
And God's fruit is very different from man's fruit.
神要的果子是耶稣基督的生命长成在人的里头。
And is Jesus Christ's life grow in man?
人要的果子是他的成功，他的事业，他的丰富。
Whereas man's fruit means its success.
但是在神的话里头，这两个是完全两件的事情。
But it's totally two different things, according to God's word.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要本末倒置。
Let's not put it wrong.
千万不能说成功就是果子。
Let's not mistake success as fruit.
我们要一定要认定，出于主的才能接着主来归给他。
Whatever comes from God, only whatever comes from God will be able to give to be given to God.
有一天，那个原主都要来到他的收藏，他的园子。
Oh, one day the owner will come to his garden.
他都要来收果子。
Oh, he will come to gather fruits.
你是把什么果子给主？
What are you going to give to the Lord?
我能把什么果子给主？
What kind of fruits can I offer to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，非常要命的事情。
This is very crucial.
两种的路，一定有两种的结果。
Two different ways you to do different fruits.
在马太福音给我们看见，真实能结果子的人是少数。
In the book of Matthew, it shows us those only a few can yield fruits.
在先知书给我们看见的能结果子的人也是少数。
In the prophecies, it shows that only a few can yield fruits.
但是神一直在说这样子的话。
But God keeps saying such prophecies.
神不是偏待少数的人。
God shows no partiality on the few.
神是愿意每一个神的儿女都回到他的面前，能够与他连结来结果子。
And God wants every children of God be connected to Him and be able to yield fruit.
问题不是神爱一些百姓，丢掉另外一些百姓。
It's not that God saved some of His people and deserted the others.
神爱我们每一个，他为我们每一个付的代价都是一样的。
God had paid the same price for each one of us. He loves every one of us.
不是因为神特爱某一个人，他就对某一个人怎么样好，就忽略了你。
And it's not that God loves somebody and deserted you.
而是神在你的环境里头，他要你找着他向着你的目的。
And God wants you to find your goal in your circumstances.
弟兄姊妹，不是外表发达的人就一定能结果子。
It's not those who in prosperity will be able to yield fruit.
可能你非常忙。
Perhaps you're a very busy person.
忙到每天都要写作业。
You're busy with your studies.
可能忙到每天都要去上班，而且是超时间的上班。
You have to work overtime every day.
回到家还要做许多的事。
And you have a lot of things to do when you get home.
好像没有一个人能帮你忙。
And there's nobody to help you.
你来到教会，好像还有教会要对你有要求一样。
And when you come to church,
你说我的膀臂有多粗，能够做多少的事情。
You have a lot of things to do, and you ask yourself, how can I do all these things?
弟兄姊妹，如果你真实蒙恩的话
，Dear brothers and sisters, if you're truly blessed,
你就要看见自己实在是无能为力。
And you will realize you cannot do anything.
你回到主面前说，主，我什么都不行。
And you come before the Lord and says, I cannot do anything.
我愿意尽量的去做好。
I want to try my best.
但是我最要的是你自己。
But I want you the most, Lord.
依靠耶和华的人是何等的有福。
Blessed are those who trust in the Lord.
主会为你开路。
The Lord will show you the way.
弟兄姊妹，信主的人在世界上是少数。
There are only a few who believe in the Lord.
原谅我这样说，信靠主的人更是少数。
Forgive me for saying so. Those who trust in the Lord are even fewer.
弟兄姊妹，我们选择的路非常重要。
It's very important we choose the right way.
但是神的话很清楚告诉我们。
And God's word show us clearly.
你要选择什么样的路，你必须要有什么样的，先有什么样的看见。
You have to first have a vision to choose the right way.
耶利米书是一卷经历的书。
And the book of Jeremiah is a book of experience.
里头说到许许多多在生活上，在那个神的行政上许多的不同的经历。
And it speaks of a lot of experience in life.
但是在他之前还有一卷书叫以赛亚书。
And the one before Jeremiah is book of Isaiah.
在经历的前头，神已经把他的启示释放出来。
And before experience, God revealed His Vision.
神启示那个童女所生的子是要赐给我们。
There was a son born for us.
要结的果子是这个人一切的政权都担在他的肩头上。
And he carries all the authority on him.
他负我们所有的责任。
He is responsible for all of us. He's responsible for all of us.
以赛亚所看见的神是看见他的神是以色列的神，雅各的神。
And Isaiah saw that his God is the God of Israel, the God of Jacob.
啊，什么是以赛亚？以色列的神，雅各的神。
Who is the God of Israel? Who is the God of Jacob?
以色列是神的王子的意思。
Israel means God's prince.
他是何等尊贵。
He's very noble.
但是他的出身是雅各。
But he is born as Jacob.
雅各的意思是去抓。
Jacob means to grasp.
以赛亚看见有雅各的神在主权，的主权在掌握一切。
And Isaiah saw that the God of Jacob is ruling.
那以赛亚就告诉我们结果子的实际在什么地方。
And Isaiah shows us the reality of bearing fruit.
结果子的实际不在人的能力。
Its reality is not in man's strength.
也不在人的定义。
Not in man's determination.
那在于那个雅各的神。
And it's depending on the God of Jacob.
因为雅各的神是在制造一切的神。
The God of Jacob is the one who works in all things.
他把不配做成配。
He makes the unworthy to be worthy.
他把不能做成能。
He makes the incapable, turn the incapable into capable.
他把绝望做成盼望。
The despair to hope.
雅各的神是何等丰富的神。
The God of Jacob is a God full of abundance.
在这个神的眼光中，没有所谓人的贫穷。
There's no poverty.
也没有所谓人的丰富。
And there's no prosperity.
因为雅各的神看见他的选民每一个他都忠义。
Because the God of Jacob.Loves every one of his children.
雅各实在是一个败坏的人。
And Jacob was an evil man.
但是他有一个了不起的好处。
But he's a great advantage.
他的好处跟所有的人都不一样，他要神胜于一切。
Because he wants God more than anything else.
啊，所以神就把事情能够做成在他的身上。
Therefore, God is able to work in him.
雅各一生痛苦。
And he suffers a lot.
别人有的那个锋芒那个发达他都没有。
He doesn't have the success and the prosperity that other people have.
他一生流离失所。
He was, all his life he was wandering.
他的妻子成为他的愁烦。
And he loves his wife, but the wife become a burden to him.
他爱他的儿女成为他的愁烦。
And he loves his children a lot, but the children caused him a lot of trouble.
他爱神给他的家业，但是也是他的愁烦。
And he loves his household, but that becomes his trouble.
感谢神，他爱神胜过这一切。
But thank God he loves God more than anything else.
在重要的关头里头，最后他清醒过来。
In the most critical moment, he woke up.
他认识他的神是雅各的神。
And he realized his God is the God of Jacob.
啊，这一个弟兄他的血肉的膀臂真粗啊。
And he says a great arm.
他真能抓。
He can really grasp.
他比我们任何一个人都能抓。
He is able to grasp more than any one of us.
再能干，抓到最后都一无所有。
And yet he received nothing in the end.
他眼睁睁的要看见他所有的都没有了。
And he watched everything he belongs.
但是因为这一个人，他的心中有神。
But he has God in him.
他爱神胜于一切。
He loves God more than anything else.
在神的眼光中，他是他的门徒。
In God's eye, he is a disciple.
这个基督耶稣负他所有的责任。
And Jesus Christ takes care of him.
在不可能的时候成为可能了。
And he makes all things possible for him.
一个已死的儿子成为复活的儿子。
And a son that was lost, it came back from life.
雅各说他好像做梦的人一样。
He said he feels like he was dreaming.
他明白结果子的实际不在于他的努力。
He realized bearing fruit does not depend on his own effort.
他只要专心的爱神。
All he has to do is love him wholeheartedly.
带着他的所有来到神面前敬拜他。
And bring everything he has before God and worship him.
神给他成就一切。
And God makes everything possible for him.
超过他的所求所想。
More than what he asked for.
以赛亚书二十七章告诉我们。
In Isaiah chapter 27.
当那日有初酒的葡萄园。
In that day, there will be a fruitful vineyard.
啊，这个初酒的葡萄园说到神已经做成了他的工。
And it speaks of the works that the Lord has accomplished.
啊，说到一般神的子民在那里被压出成为酒来。
And the people of God become a wine.
成为众人的享受。
And it become the enjoyment of all.
成为神最大的喜乐。
And become the joy of God.
这个原主来了，能够喝酒。
And the owner comes and there's wine.
能够与众辛苦的人一同来享受。
And they can enjoy it together.
哦，原主来了，园户各园丁怎么样？众人怎么样？
And all the gardener.
神的话说，你们要指这园唱歌说。
And the Lord said, sing about a fruitful vineyard.
我耶和华是看守葡萄园的。
I, the Lord, watch over it.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人能够看守什么。
Nobody here are able to watch over anything.
我们可以看守我们自己一点神给我们的责任。
Perhaps we can watch over some of our responsibilities.
但是总的来说，我们并不能够成就什么事。
But we cannot accomplish anything.
到有一天，我们明白是主自己来看守他的葡萄园。
And one day we realize the Lord Himself watch over us.
当一个人爱主
，When someone loves the Lord,
需要他
，Needs Him.
在白忙之中，神还可以来到他的面前。
And in all His daily lives, God can come before him.
当他正在忙碌自己的生活的时候
，When he's so busy with his own life,
他的心一转向主的时候
，As he turns his heart towards God,
忽然间主就来到他的里头，给他浇灌。
And suddenly the Lord's there.
主的话说，我必时刻浇灌。
I water it continually.
没有一个人说。主没有来浇灌我。
And we cannot say that Lord did not water us.
如果你在沙漠就没办法。
If you're in the desert.
如果你在葡萄园，主必时刻浇灌。
But if you're in the vineyard, the Lord will water you continually.
神尊重我们。
And God respects us.
我们的看见是神赐给我们。
Because he has given us this vision.
我们的听见是神把话赐给我们。
And we can hear what he says to us.
听见要明白。
When we listen, we have to understand.
明白的两件事是明白这个过程是什么。
First, we have to understand the process.
明白的第二件事就是明白这个实际在哪里。
And secondly, we will understand what the reality is.
结果子的道路在于我们的选择。
And the way to bear fruit depends on our choosing.
结果子的实际在于主的自己。
And the reality of bearing fruit is the Lord himself.
主时刻浇灌，昼夜看守。
The Lord watch over us.
免得有人损害。
He guarded day and night so that no one may harm it.
我们所倚靠的主是坚固的磐石。
The Lord that we rely on is the rock.
我们倚靠的主是四面环绕我们的火城。
And he surrounds us like a firewall.
他要把我们掌握在他的手中。
And he holds us in his hand.
要制作我们的一生。
And he works through our lives.
我们是会有败坏。
We may fail.
我们是会有惨痛的失败。
We may fail greatly.
但是当我们发现我们的失败、软弱、跌倒的时候
，But when we see our failure, our weaknesses,
我们仍然宝贝造我们的神
，And we still cherish the God who made us,
救赎我们的主
，The one who saves us,
我们就回到他的跟前
，Then we can come before him,
再进到他的葡萄园的实际
，And come to the reality of the vineyard.
因为我们的主有丰盛的慈爱，不轻易发怒。
Because he's full of grace.
以赛亚书说，我心中不存愤怒。
And in the book of Isaiah, God said, I am not angry.
唯愿荆棘蒺藜与我交战。
If only there were briars and thorns confronting me.
啊，原主绝对不会怕这些事情。
The owner will not be afraid of these things.
有多少的败坏，他都要来剪除。
And he will take away all the thorns.
因为我们的原主决心要结果子。
Because he is determined to bear fruit.
耶稣基督看见所有人类的败坏。
And Jesus Christ, he saw all the wickedness of man.
以色列耶路撒冷不听他的呼召。
The Israel, the city of Jerusalem, they do not listen to him.
虽然他昼夜呼召他的百姓，像母鸡要召他们小他的小鸡一样。
Even though he calls to them every night and day.
但是百姓仍然失散。
But the people desert him.
但是我们的主仍然面如坚石。
But our Lord, our God is determined.
他勇往直前上加略山顶。
And he went to Calgary.
所有要抵挡神的，神都不怕。
God is not afraid of those who come against him.
所有的败坏，耶稣基督都可以对付。
And God can deal with all the wickedness.
在加略山巅一次永远除灭仇敌所有的那个攻击。
In the Mount of Calvary, he do away all the workings of the enemy.
主的话说，我就勇往直前。
The Lord said, I would march against them.
把他一同焚烧。
I will set them all on fire.
不然他让他持住我的能力。
Or else let them come to me for refuge.
使他与我和好。
Let them make peace with me.
主的话说，愿他与我和好。
Let them make peace with me.
我们的神没有要惩罚的意念。
God did not want to punish us.
但是如果我们愿意把自己交在主的手中。
But if we are willing to put ourselves in his hand.
主可以除去我们身上所有障碍结果子的事情。
He can take away all the things that hinders us from bearing fruit.
主愿意我们与他和好。
God want us to make peace with him.
主的应许说，将来雅各要扎根。
And he has promised.
这个话不只是向雅各说的。
To Jacob.
也是向你我说的。
He's speaking to you and me.
听到明白的人都要扎根在主的身上。
Those who listen and understand will be rooted in the Lord.
将来雅各要扎根。
In those days,
以色列要发芽开花。
Jacob will take root, Israel will bud and blossom.
一个要抓的人要变成神的王子。
The one who wants the grass become God's prince.
他们
they
就是说到我们
means us.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起说我们。我们怎么样？我们的果实必充满世界。
And our fruit will fill the whole world.
弟兄姊妹，有没有这个信心说这样的话？我们一起来说好不好？我们的果实要充满这世界。那个路在哪里？
Where is our way?
雅各要扎根。
Jacob will take root.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
神要在我们身上结果子。
God wants to bear fruit in us.
我们听了明白了。
When we listen and we understand.
然后我们怎么说？怎么祷告？
And how will we pray to him?
主啊，我要回到你的面前。
Lord, I want to come before you.
我要依靠你胜过一切。
I will trust in you more than anything else.
我知道自己的败坏。
I know my wickedness.
但是我感谢你接纳我，你愿意来看守我。
But I thank you, you have received me and watch over me.
你看守我永不歇息。
And you watch over me day and night.
昼夜看守我。
And you watch over me continually.
并且时刻浇灌。
And you water me continually.
使我能够扎根于你。
So that I can root in you.
叫我的果实能够充满世界。
So my fruit can fill the world.
交通到这里。我们再唱567首。
Let's sing hymn 567.